Chapter 7. Become highly strategic. To maximize growth, develop strategies. Most people allow their lives to simply happen to them. They float along, they wait, they react. And by the time a large portion of their life is behind them, they realize they should have been more proactive and strategic. I hope that hasn't been true for you. If it has, then I want to encourage you to develop a stronger sense of urgency and a pro-strategic mindset. As you plan and develop strategies for your life and growth, I want to share with you some of the things I've learned that have helped me in the process. 1. Life is very simple, but keeping it that way is very difficult. Despite what others might say, I believe life is pretty simple. It's a matter of knowing your values, making some key decisions based on those values, and then managing those decisions on a day-to-day basis. That's pretty straightforward. And at least in theory, the longer we live and the more we learn, the more experience and the more knowledge we acquire that should make life even simpler. But life has a way of becoming complicated. And it is only through great effort that we can keep it simple. A beautifully conceived strategy does you no good if you can't use it. 2. Designing your life is more important than designing your career. If you plan your life well, then your career will work itself out. The problem is that most people don't spend very much time planning their careers either. They spend more time planning for Christmas or their vacation. Why? Because people focus on what they think will give them the greatest return. If you don't believe you can succeed in your life in the long term, you're not very likely to give it the planning attention it deserves. Planning your life is about finding yourself, knowing who you are, and then customizing a design for your growth. Once you draw the blueprint of your life, then you can apply it to your career. 3. Life is not a dress rehearsal. There is no warm-up for life, no dress rehearsal, yet that's the way many people seem to be treating it. Each of us goes on stage cold, with no preparation, and we have to figure it out as we go along. That can be messy. We fail. We make mistakes. But we still need to give it our best from the very start. Regret over not being proactive enough is a common theme among people looking back on their lives. We don't get a rehearsal for life. We have to do the best we can in the moment. But we can learn from others who have gone before us. They should inspire us to plan as best we can and then give our all. 4. In planning your life, multiply everything by 2. The important things in life usually take longer than we expect and cost more than we anticipate. That is especially true when it comes to personal growth. So what do you do to compensate? Multiply by 2. If you think something will take you an hour to do, plan for double to stay out of trouble. If you think a project will take a week to accomplish, a lot too. If you think a goal will require $1,000 to fund, set aside $2,000. 2 isn't a magic number, it just seems to work for me. I've found that multiplying everything by 2 infuses realism into my optimism. I think all people naturally desire for things to come to them quickly and easily, including personal growth. The secret isn't really to want more or want it faster, it's to put more time and attention into what you have and what you can do now. Give 3 times the effort and energy to growing yourself. And allow yourself to grow slowly with deep roots. Remember that a squash vine or tomato plant grows in a matter of weeks, produces for several days or weeks, and then dies when the first frost comes. In comparison, a tree grows slowly, over years, decades, or even centuries. It produces fruit for decades, and if healthy, it stands up to frost, storms, and drought. As you develop strategies for growth, give yourself the time and resources you need. Whatever amounts seem reasonable to you, multiply them by 2. That practice will help to keep you from becoming discouraged and giving up too soon.